Like so many couples in their mid-40s, David and Jennifer had gotten stale. Kids, careers, bills, and just being together for close to 25 years can do that to a couple. It's not that they didn't love each other, but each yearned for that spark that seemed to have gone out what seemed like many years ago. For each of them, sex was not even routine. At best, it could probably be described as obligatory. It wasn't that either of them was unattractive in any way. Quite the contrary. At 5'6", Jennifer made sure to maintain the figure of a much younger woman through regular exercise. With shoulder-length blonde hair and striking blue eyes, she could pass for a woman 10 years her junior. David, too, was well-preserved. Standing at 6'2", with a slender frame and short black hair with a touch of grey around the temples. He could have been the poster boy for the financial planning executive, which he was. They had tried the usual things to try and find that old feeling. Weekend getaways, toys, even watching porn together. But nothing seemed to work. The one thing that David did find out, however, that could get Jennifer going was talk of bringing another man into their bed. He noticed that when working her with his hand during foreplay. All he had to say was,
"I want to see another guy fuck you."
It was like turning on the faucet. And while that was her reaction down below, she would always say to him,
"You know I wasn't raised that way. I could never do that."
In her mind, that's what she told herself. Another man, after all, would be cheating, even if David had given her permission. The two had met in college. Jennifer had had a couple of boyfriends prior to David, but he really was the first one she'd gone all the way with. The only man she'd ever really known sexually. She often regretted that she'd not been a little more adventurous in her youth. But alas, she had concluded a long time ago that she had made her bed, and she would just have to be happy with it. But she really wasn't happy. She yearned for something more and lusted after others. There was Alan, the golf pro at the country club that she and David belonged to. Tall, lean, and athletic. No doubt a tiger in bed, she fantasized. Logan, fresh out of college and who reported to her at her public relations firm where she worked. He probably would love to please an older woman, she thought. And Tony, who lived 3 doors down and went running every morning, passing her house at precisely 7 a.m. and then again at 7:45 when he was coming back. At 7 every morning, Jennifer would sit in her dining room having her coffee, peeking out the window nonchalantly to get a look at him as he jogged on by. Sometimes she would make sure to drop a bill in her mailbox at precisely 7, just to get a closer look as well as wave and smile. It was on these occasions that sometimes she would even yell out to him,
"Looking good, Tony."
She would nearly melt when he would respond,
"You too, Jen. Have a great day."
But then again, what woman wouldn't? He was handsome and athletic. In fact, he had played football and ran track in college nearly 20 years earlier. Not quite 6 feet tall, he was muscular and, wow, he did look great in those running shorts and a sweaty t-shirt. What's more, he had a smile that could light up a room, and he sure looked good driving a Porsche. Jennifer, not to mention every other woman in the neighborhood, wondered, how was it this Ivy League-educated hunk wasn't married? And while David was aware of her infatuation when it came to Tony, he never felt threatened. In fact, he rather liked the idea, as it made him think that she wasn't completely sexually dormant, but rather just in a deep slumber, a slumber that he was beginning to plan to awaken. The following week, just as the family was finishing up dinner, David said to her,
"Hey, hun, your birthday's coming up next week."
"Don't remind me. 45? I don't even want to think about it."
"Yeah, but it's a big milestone. What would you like to do to celebrate it?"
"I don't know. I'm sure you'll think of something nice."
"Come on, help me out just a little on this one."
"Maybe just a quiet dinner, someplace nice."
Jennifer knew what this meant. Dinner at 6, home by 8, an obligatory middle-aged birthday fuck around 9, and then fall asleep by 9:30. But David would have other plans, plans that were already in the works. The night before, while out for an evening walk, he had paid a visit to Tony's house.
Hey, hey, what's up, David? How you doing? What brings you here?
Hey, Tony. I've got something to discuss with you. Mind if I come in?
Yeah, sure. Come on in. Can I get you a beer or something to drink?
No, I'm good, but thanks.
So what's on your mind?
Well, it's about my wife, Jennifer.
Is there something wrong with her?
No, nothing wrong. Well, maybe kind of a little bit. Let me ask. Do you think she's attractive?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Like, would you fuck her kind of attractive?
Wait a minute, man. Hold on, partner. What are you accusing me of? I never touched your wife. Come on now, man. What's up with this?
Calm down. I know that. I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm just asking that if the situation were right, and you didn't know me, or know that she was even married, could you see yourself fucking her?
Well, sure. But I would never.
Well, what if I could make the situation right? And knowing that you would be helping out your neighbors, both me and Jen, along the way.
Okay, man. What are you thinking?
David laid out for Tony what was going on and how he hoped Tony could help fix things. Upon hearing David's plan, Tony decided that he would do all he could to be a good neighbor. So when Saturday night rolled around, both David and Tony were ready.
That was a great dinner, hon. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Would you like another glass of wine before we head on out?
No, I don't think so. I don't want to get too tipsy, especially if we're having champagne at home.
The couple left the restaurant for a short drive home. David made sure the children would be out of the house spending the night with friends. Upon arriving home, David put on some music, went to the refrigerator and pulled out a bottle of champagne. He picked out a couple of champagne glasses from the cabinet and opened up the bottle of bubbly and poured it. He then handed Jennifer one of the glasses.
To my beautiful wife, happy birthday. You look stunning tonight.
Aw, thank you, honey. I love you.
Jennifer figured the obligatory birthday fuck was coming next. And between a pre-dinner martini, two glasses of wine, and now a glass of champagne, she was just the right amount of buzz to fake her way through it. David also figured that she was just the right amount of buzz, but what was about to come, she would not have been able to fake her way through. Just then, the doorbell rang.
Who could that be?
I don't know, but I'll get it. Tony, what's up?
Hey man, sorry to bother you. My phone died, and I think I left my charger at work. Can I borrow yours? I just drop it off on your front porch after it's charged.
Not a problem. Come on in and say hello to Jen while I get it. Hey, Jen, look who's here.
Oh, Tony, this is a surprise.
He needs to borrow my phone charger. Hey, Tony, it's Jen's birthday. We just got back from dinner.
Oh, okay then. I guess that would explain why you look so nice, Jennifer. I mean, not that you don't always look nice, but you look especially nice tonight.
Oh, my, why. Thank you, Tony.
Hey, Tony, would you like to have a glass of champagne with us?
No, I really don't know if I should. This is your celebration. You know, I'm kind of barging in. Let me just go.
David knew that Jennifer would take the bait. And sure enough...
Oh, no, Tony, please stay. We would love to have you celebrate with us.
Well, in that case, why not?
David poured a glass for Tony with the knowledge that he was now halfway home.
Doesn't she look great, Tony? And can you believe she's only 45 years old today?
Really? No way. I wouldn't have guessed a day over 35. You are one lucky man, David. Yeah, one lucky man, I must say.
Between the alcohol and the attention, Jennifer could feel her face getting flushed. And while she didn't realize it at the time, her defenses were beginning to crumble.
Jen, go sit on the sofa over there. I have one last birthday present for you tonight. Yeah, right there in the middle. Tony, could you help me out with this one? Come on, you sit over there on that side next to Jennifer and I'll sit on this side. Okay, now let's both give her a nice big birthday kiss right on the cheek.
Jennifer stared straight ahead in disbelief as both men planted their lips on her cheek. But above and beyond that, she could feel a hand rubbing her back, and she was sure it wasn't David's.
David, what's going on here?
Relax, Jen. Just enjoy. Tony, would you mind unzipping her back there?
Only as long as the lady has no objections. Is that okay with you?
No objections indeed. This was exactly what Jennifer had long fantasized about. But could she go through with it? Her heart raced, but the alcohol had taken over just enough for her to turn her head towards Tony and begin to kiss him as he unzipped her dress. And together, the two men went about the task of undressing the birthday girl until she was completely naked.
David, I just don't know about this.
It's fine, baby. It's your birthday. Just enjoy and leave the rest up to me and Tony. Now just lay there on the couch. Yeah, that's it. One leg up and the other just kind of down on the floor. Tony, would you mind helping Jennifer out down there?
Given that access, Tony placed his head between Jennifer's legs and began to kiss her neatly trimmed pussy. At the other end, David stroked her temples and whispered in her ear.
This is all about you tonight, baby. You deserve this. I want you to enjoy it. You look so beautiful and so content knowing that Tony is down there enjoying your pussy.
Damn, David, man, you told me she had a nice pussy. But nothing like this. You know, I might have to fuck this pussy before we're done here. It smells good, it looks good, it tastes good. Why don't you just let me get it in good, huh? What you think about that now?
The thought of Tony's cock inside her made her dizzy. She could not believe this was happening right here in her living room.
You hear that, baby? He wants to fuck you. And I want to watch him fuck you. Would you like that, Jen? Would you like that?
Yeah. I want him to fuck me. I want to feel his cock inside me. But I want him to keep licking me. And I want you to suck on my tits.
No sooner was the request made than David was going at the nipples of her glorious C-cups with his fingers and mouth. He sucked on her tits like a newborn while Tony continued to work his magic with his tongue on her pussy. The feeling of the two men feasting on her was like nothing she'd ever experienced. And she thought she might be having an out-of-body experience.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Let me take over down there, Tony, while you get your clothes off.
Tony did not need to be told twice, and David began to lick and suck at Jennifer's clit as Tony stripped down. As the last vestige of his clothes came off, Jennifer looked at Tony's nude body. He looked like a black Adonis with a cock to die for. He walked over near her, and Jennifer reached out for the stiffening manhood. As she wrapped her left hand around it, David looked up and was struck by the irony of seeing her, with her wedding band, gripping his massive dick. She pulled him closer and began sucking on him.
You like that dick, Jennifer? Yeah. Oh, I thought so. You just keep sucking on it and get me ready to fuck that pussy. Oh, you got one fine cock-sucking wife here, David. No disrespect, man. Oh, my goodness. Ooh.
David dislodged himself from Jennifer's pussy and watched in admiration as his wife continued to work Tony's cock with her mouth.
I think you're ready, Tony. And I know Jennifer's ready.
Oh, I'm ready. But I think we're going to need a little more room, you know, operating for the field. Get all that I can. Get all what we can, okay?
The trio headed upstairs to the couple's bedroom, and David kissed Jennifer as he positioned her on the bed and readied her for Tony. She spread her legs wide in anticipation for what was to come next, and with that, Tony's cock began to slide into her soaking wet pussy as David held her hand.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Does he feel good, baby?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He feels so good, David. He's so big. Oh, I can't believe how good another man's cock feels inside of me.
Tony thrust inside her, back and forth, rhythmically pounding as she wrapped her hands around his muscular back to pull him closer. Their breathing and heartbeats were in sync with one another as he went up and down on her.
Harder, Tony. Harder, Tony. I want you to fuck me harder. Yeah, that's it, Tony. Fuck me harder. Run that cock into me as hard as you can. Come on, Tony, do it.
Tony worked his erection in Jennifer like it was a jackhammer, as David watched in admiration at how much his wife was enjoying the sex. It was, he thought to himself, like watching Sleeping Beauty wake up from a long, long slumber.
Oh, come for me, Tony. I want you to come now. I want to feel you shoot inside me. Come for me, Tony.
And with that, spurt after spurt of Tony's hot, sticky semen shot inside her. The look of satisfaction on Jennifer's face was something to behold. And as he now began to go limp while he was still inside her, the two lay there in the afterglow of the best sex that Jennifer had had in years. She wasn't sure if she should feel gratified or guilty as David gently stroked her cheek. All she could do was kiss his hand and silently look at him, smile, and mouth the words, "Thank you."
Whoa, damn. Oh, my. Oh, wow.
Tony dismounted and gave Jennifer a kiss on the cheek.
Happy birthday, Jennifer.
Tony looked over at David, who gave him an approving smile, and Tony excused himself to go downstairs and get dressed before leaving. As he was walking out of the bedroom door, David said to him,
"Hey, don't forget to return my phone charger when you're done."
David undressed and turned off the light and climbed into bed next to Jen. He held her tightly and kissed her. She wasn't sure what she was feeling, let alone what to say.
"Listen, I want you to know that you shouldn't feel guilty about what happened tonight. As far as I'm concerned, it's just sex. Also, I don't think this should just be a one-off. I talked to Tony and I told him if either of you two want to, you should get together when you want. And you don't even need me there."
"David, that's very kind and understanding of you, but I just don't know if I could do that." especially without you by my side. I just don't think I could.
But in her mind, now that she had done it once, she knew she could do it again, and again, and again. And as it would come to pass, whether either she or Tony was feeling that certain itch, they would get together, usually very discreetly, and usually at a high-end hotel a few miles out of town, so as to keep the neighbors from talking. And even though Jennifer never told him when she would be getting together with Tony, David always had a certain way of knowing when they had.
Hi, sweetie. I made you an extra special dinner tonight. And after dinner, you are getting the blowjob to end all blowjobs.
It was in those moments when David would send Tony a text that just said, "Thank you." As it turned out, Tony was just the thing that Jennifer and David needed to get things back on track. There's an old saying that goes, "Once you've had black, you'll never go back." For Jennifer, however, the saying would probably be better said as, "When you have both black and white, you're guaranteed a good night." For Tony, David, and Jennifer, they fucked happily ever after.